We're going to the New Testament. In the covering of the Old Testament, we found a consistent prophetical stream presented showing the regathering of Israel is, number one, to be fulfilled in only one people, and that's Israel. It is to be involved in a specific place, that is, land which was given to the fathers. Number three, it's brought about by God who does the gathering. Number four, it is for a people, Israel, who are gathered out of all the nations, but not of the nations. Number five, for a nation Israel who remain racially separate from the other races, even after the second advent, does not include Jews that are of the Edomite bloodline. Six, for two houses, the house of Israel, the house of Judah, who remained separate parts of Israel until the enmity between them is broken, and under the new covenant they shall be gathered together. Number seven, not completed in this present age. The gathering is either concurrent with the return of Jesus, or it is even after his return. At the end of this chapter, we'll briefly look at a common conception that Jesus is the epitome of the seed of Abraham, and if the Abraham covenant has thus been fulfilled, which is not true. Now, we will go through the New Testament and show that the presentation about the regathering of Israel is exactly the same as that of the Old Testament. For instance, in Matthew 1:21 says, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Matthew 2:6, "That shall rule my people Israel." The expression "his people" is specific. Throughout the Old Testament, his people describes Israel only. John the Baptist declares that this is he that was spoken of by the prophets Isaiah, and John the Baptist goes on to the first New Testament mention of a gathering of the Lord's people. Matthew 3:12, "He will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." That same thing is gathered and something is burnt shows that there are differences between people in the eyes of God. All men are not created equal. Later, Jesus takes up the theme of the wheat in the parable of the tares and the wheat. If only one thing bears repeating, it is the statement that the tares are gathered and burned before the wheat is gathered. The chaff are burned after the harvest. What we are looking at in particular is the time frame, or the order of events, of these two gatherings. Jesus gives the same time as being in the time of harvest, and this is given as being at the end of the age. It is at that time when the Son of Man sends forth his angels to remove from out of his kingdom all things that offend them, and he will gather together his people. As was seen to be the case through the Old Testament, the bad are removed from out of the kingdom. It is never the good who are raptured away, leaving the bad behind. The wicked are ever separated from among the just. Matthew 13:49, "So shall it be at the end of the world, the angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just." It is this principle that our popular teachers deny. Matthew 23:37, "O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, thou hast killed the prophets, stoned them that are sent unto thee. How often would I gather thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and you would not?" The people gathered are your children. They are still the descendants of the same people. Matthew 24 says, "I immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." The language is similar to that of the Old Testament, where the prophets say Israel will be gathered together. Once again, we see the gathering of his elect nation is before Jesus descends on the Mount of Olives, thus confirming what all the prophets say. We can see again the consistency of the message. Matthew 25 says, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." It is the king who does the separating, so the king must have returned at this time to take up the kingdom, and his separation concerns only the potential occupants of the kingdom. The separation of the tares from the wheat is before this time. In this verse, we have mention of the inheritance. Through the Old Testament, the inheritance is shown to be an area of land on this earth, which is promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and his descendants. True, in Romans, it also includes all of the earth. The regathering in the other Gospels as follows. John 11:53-52. Nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not, and not for that nation only, but also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. The traditionalists would like to say that this gathering in one refers to Jews and Gentiles, supposedly meaning Israelites and non-Israelites being gathered together. But Caiaphas isolated the whole nation and their position as children of God. In this passage, we see that Jesus would not die for the house of Judah only, but for the children of God, inclusive of the house of Israel, who were then scattered. This confirms what the prophets say about the gathering together of Israel and Judah. What about the book of Acts? Acts 1:6-7. When they, the apostles, were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father hath put in his own power. Jesus didn't deny that the kingdom would be restored. He just said at another time. You shall not have gone over the cities of Israel, he says, before the Son of Man be come. They were to go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Matthew 10:6. It was demonstrated earlier in the chapter that a stumbling block to an exclusive Israel to many is that it is not a gospel for everyone. The question was asked, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom? In this restoration time, the apostles were told that they would sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. What is the New Testament gathering time? Going back to Matthew 24, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. They shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. At this trump of God, the dead in Christ and anointed people are raised. 1 Corinthians 15:52 and 1 Thessalonians 4:16. This refers to the elect as opposed to the final steps of the regathering of Israel. But both events occur in the area of the second event. Therefore, it is a bit hard to imagine that this trumpet's reverberation has already happened, especially if any want to continue to say that the Israeli state today represents the regathering of Israel. Matthew says that this is immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now we beseech you, brethren, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:1-17, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. The subject people are brethren, kinsmen of the womb. They are Israelites. What we find today is a great falling away from this fact. And the source of the inquiry is Rome and the doctrines that originate from that source. In the context of Israel, Paul says, in Hebrews 9:28, unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The present Israeli state was formed through Zionist political determination together with political alliances, military might, and violence, not by the Lord. Because this is contrary to the way of prophecy showing repentance, trust in God alone, and a totally different manner and attitude at the time of the regathering, the Israeli state has no divine right as claim to the inheritance of land. Yet this is the common assumption of most denominational churches. They have been fooled by the so-called Jews, but who are not Jews through their use of the name Israel. It is this Israeli state who call themselves Jews. These are abiding in unbelief and in hatred towards the Redeemer of Israel. Jesus said that these wicked husbandmen will be destroyed when he returns to take his kingdom. Has the Abrahamic covenant been fulfilled? There are those who teach that the Abrahamic covenant has been fulfilled, declaring that the promise to Abraham concerning territory was fulfilled when David established his dominion from the Euphrates to the Nile and confirmed with Solomon. That statement, like, and has given them the land which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, show that the seed of Abraham was fulfilled in Jesus, the true seed of Abraham, and the covenant objective reality. Both statements completely ignore what God said concerning the amount of land Israel would inherit during that period, and the statements of David concerning the fact that Israel was not going to remain in the promised land. They also ignore what is said by the post-Solomon prophets, together with what is said in the New Testament about the regathering to the land that was given to the fathers of Israel. Neither David nor Solomon possessed the land forever as provided for in the original covenant statement. The house of Israel, the house of Judah, will reunite and return to the land under Jesus as king when he returns to take up his kingdom. The second statement generally ignores the fact that Jeremiah observes that the disobedience of the people was the fulfillment of Deuteronomy and others, Deuteronomy 4 and Deuteronomy 28. If the statement was true, then the present separate identity of Judah and Israel could not also be true. This argument about the seed of Abraham has raged for centuries, but the conclusion presented in this book is a straightforward answer to what have been made into a complex matter. Israel remains exclusive. We have discussed what all the nations being blessed in Abraham means. The king will return and he will take his kingdom with its territory, the covenant land, and the forever of the Abrahamic covenant will be fulfilled in Jesus. Those elect overcomers, the sons of God, resurrected at the second event, will reign with him on earth. Revelation 11:15. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. It is easy to confuse the many prophecies related to Israel. For instance, Nathan the prophet told David that Israel would live in a land not given to the fathers. 2 Samuel 7:10. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before times. Also, God said that his people would be living in the isles of Western Europe to North America. Isaiah 11:11. And it came to pass in that day that the Lord set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam and Shinar and Hamath, and from the isles of the sea. Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in that the fire is even the name of the Lord, God of Israel, in the isles of the seas. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praises in the islands. Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified them. This place is given by Isaiah as the isles north and west of Jerusalem. Isaiah 49:12, behold, these shall come from far, and lo, those from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim, Australia, and New Zealand. Revelation chapter 20, Ezekiel 20 through 39, indicate the timing. Satan was bound while Jesus was here and kept bound until God's people would be removed across Europe to their new home. Satan was then released and allowed to deceive the nations and gather them for a final battle with God over his people. There is no rapture. The wicked will be removed, not the righteous. There is no dispensationalist or millennialism. Also, it is obvious that after the resurrection of all redeemed Israel, the small area of the Middle East will not hold them all, so the regathering to the land of the fathers must have some meaning that we cannot yet see. Paul said that Abraham and his seed were to be heirs of the whole world. Romans 4:13. For the promise, this is a quote, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. It is the tabernacle of David, the 24 elders of Israel, or some other number, that will be regathered to the land. God will reveal it at his time. Are we all in the where are we in the timeline? Even Jesus said that no one knew the day nor the hour, nor even he himself at the time. To speculate is sinful, but to be wise is to read the signs and study the prophets, the Psalms, and the law. It is my best speculation at this point that Satan was loosed when Israel finished her sin payment of seven times, or 2,552 years. This ended in 1776 when America became an independent nation under God. It was also the same year that the Illuminati was formed, and Satan began to form the United Nations, circling the city of the saints. Israel's sin has always been race mixing. Today it is the sin, most of all, that is destroying us by forcing God to withdraw his blessing and protection. I believe that we will return, he will return, that or he will raise up a banner against the enemies of Israel. Either way, it will be judgment and victory for all of us. We are all to be lookers. Hebrews 9:28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time, without its sin unto salvation. It must be remembered that the regathering of Israel and the second coming of Christ are two different prophecies, not necessarily related in time or event. While Israel is regathered in Europe, North America, Greenland, Iceland, Australia, and New Zealand today, there will be another gathering after the Lord Jesus returns. Let us be faithful and busy for the kingdom and spend less time hypothesizing about the date and the time.